talking swimming pools with our resident swimming pool expert, Sweet Jennifer.
Not too soon to be thinking about it. It's going to be here before you know it.
Yeah, it really
you don't
want
to start the summer with a green pool.
Well, and like your warning that it needs to be acid washed while it's still below 90 degrees. So we're running out of those days and get on the schedule. And again, make sure if you're having that done, whoever you're contracting to get it done by includes the stabilizer and the chemicals when they fill your swimming pool back up. But right now I'd like to bring in an industry expert on pool safety, Romy Romero.
I want to tell
a swimming pool story, okay? Sometime about 1999, when we were extremely busy, I pulled into our driveway, and I'm on the phone with a client talking our way through what's going to happen on the job the next day.
You already started off misremembering
details. And the dogs in the back are like barking their heads off, going nuts. I'm thinking, well, there must be a rabbit back there or something. And then I start seeing these kids' heads bouncing above the house parapet. And I'm like, what is going on back there? Romy, you must be a very good safety coordinator because no one broke their neck.
I don't know what you're talking about.
From the roof to the trampoline?
The Horizon Boys Wrestling Team was on the roof of my house. Running and jumping off the roof of the house onto a trampoline and flipping into the swimming pool.
See, I really don't think we ever did that at your house. I don't remember that because we always had that gate around it.
Well,
it was Aunt Retta's house.
That's what
two
made
doors
me.
Down the road that had that deck. That had the gate that swung open is where we were doing it.
Yeah,
I don't remember doing that at Rosie's house. You're misremembering facts here.
Oh, I called my insurance company right away. What's my liability? How high is my liability policy?
Well, we
is Jennifer Kern on that policy?
Can't talk swimming pools without just a serious note of watching those kids every minute.
Locking gate. Spring-loaded gates that close automatically.
One person assigned to not take their eyes off the water at all times.
2 seconds is too long.
Too long. Love those babies. Take care of them.
Yep. I actually have a little brother that we pulled off the bottom of the swimming pool, and my mama saved him back in 1963 in our swimming pool back in Welch, Louisiana. He still says my older sister pushed him in, but I don't think that's true.
I think he says your foot was on his head.
I don't think... That's true. Let's talk to Sharon real quick, our last caller for Rosie on the House. Good morning, Miss Sharon. How are you? What are you up to today?
I'm fine. I'm just mulling around in this wet weather.
Yeah, it's a good day to mull around.
Yes, it is. Not outside, though.
Oh, this is nice.
Yes. But I was wondering, I heard a caller say that he had a pool that he filled in. And I've been looking at a house but not wanting to go after it because I do not want the swimming pool.
Okay.
So my curiosity is about what can one expect to spend if one purchases a home and fills in the pool and it's a standard pool.
If it's a standard size pool, you're going to probably spend something in the neighborhood of about $5,000. And here's why. We want you to get a permit for that. There's actually a right and a wrong way to do it. The first thing we need to do, and we've in our remodeling career, we've probably filled in over the last 40 years probably 6 pools. And what you have to do is you have to get a jackhammer and you have to go bust up the floor of the pool so that as it does rain and water seeps down in there, it has a place to go and doesn't just sit there in the swimming pool. So the floor of the pool gets all busted up. Then we generally bust up all the decking around the outside of the pool, and we throw it in there and smash it up good and tight. And then we backfill it, we compact it, and it needs to be compacted properly so it doesn't settle. And at that point, you're done. And you tear the walls down low enough so that no one ever has any problem with planting or running sprinkler lines or things like that. So there is a right and a wrong way to do it. Any of the Rosie on the House pool contractors can guide you through it.
So the pool contractors who build them can tear them down also?
Yes, ma'am. Exactly.
Or at least refer to demolition companies that do.
Yeah, specialty companies that do just that.
Now, if you don't want a pool, but you're not looking to demolish it because you want to keep it for the resale value, we have a partner by the name of Solar Safe Pool Covers that installs a very thick canvas cover onto the pool that holds thousands of pounds, so you can't, if a baby walks on it, they've got pictures of whole neighborhoods standing on top of the cover. And you basically just retire your pool with this cover. You
just hibernate it, baby.
Exactly. So now you've retained the value if you ever want it on a resale. But if you are looking to just absolutely get rid of it and regain that space, there's another option without completely tearing over.
Yeah.
There's a deck over. They build a deck that's completely flush.
Leave the pool. Mm-hmm. Leave the pool there and put a deck over the back so it regains you the surface area of your backyard.
Right, because the solar safe pool cover is like you're going to be walking on a waterbed. It's still going to have water in it. A deck over drains it, puts a sump pump in it to keep the water from ever building back up, and the deck is flush with the cool deck, so you've got a perfectly smooth transition. So there's three options to retiring your pool. Completely remove it, a deck over, or a solar safe pool cover.
There you go, folks. Hope you enjoyed the show half as much as we did this week. Hope you have a great week coming up. And don't get scared. I promise. We'll be back next Saturday, just like every Saturday for the last 29 years.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.